The Honolulu Police Department's new chief, Susan Ballard, takes office accompanied by a chorus of praise from her colleagues for her integrity and her fairness, a tacit acknowledgement that those qualities were lacking in her troubled predecessor. In today's Civil Beat Reality Check, reporter Louis Kanea looks at what Ballard's past career can tell us about what we can expect from her. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Thanks for talking with us. It's kind of time to look at her past career for clues to what the future is going to be like, yeah?
Right. So, she has an extensive history with HPD. She's been there for 32 years, and she has worked in many, many different divisions, including her stint as the commander of two different districts, and also worked at the right before she was appointed a chief, she was at the Central Receiving Division. She knows the department inside and out. I think that will be a huge advantage for her to move forward and, really just hit the road running as soon as she's ready to do that. I guess, starting date is really yesterday, so.
Well, all the chorus of support has contained a great many comments that sounded like an admission that just how deep the problems went before she came along.
I think, the Chief Ballard herself was saying this, the morale was pretty much down within the department, and she was pretty angry at what's been transpiring, basically outside now at the federal court with the former chief, Louis Kealoha. I think people are kind of anxious to move forward and, actually just put their head down and just do their job. And that's kind of what she has been saying all along.
There's a pending lawsuit that you mentioned in your article. Tell me about that, if you would.
So this is kind of a tricky case because this was filed back in 2009. At the time, Chief Ballard was the commander of the police academy. And this lawsuit was filed by this officer who was an instructor there at the time. And she alleges in the lawsuit that there has been some altering of test scores so that some of the recruits who are not qualified could still join the force because the department were short on officers, basically, at the time. And, the case is still alive, and it's been dragging on for this many years, but it hasn't really progressed. They're supposedly still going through this discovery and a deposition process. And, any of the evidence that the plaintiff alleges, it's not really backed up by any of the documents or discovery proof. So at this point, it is an allegation made in this lawsuit, and the Chief Ballard have not spoken publicly about it. I know that the police commission, which was selecting her out of the seven candidates, were aware of this going in, and even with the this lawsuit pending, they chose her and saying she was the best candidate out of the seven.
Well, at this point,
so we'll see.
At this point, it's nothing more than an allegation, and even by the standards of civil trials, that's 8 years is a long time to move toward a resolution, isn't it?
Yeah, that is true. So, we'll definitely be watching how where this lawsuit would go.
Yeah.
I'm kind of anxious to talk to her about this and also, so many other policy decisions she would have to make as the chief now.
Well, that'll be interesting.
She has not been available since she was appointed, but we'll catch her one of those days.
I don't doubt it. Thanks a lot. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Louis Kanea.